The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Walsh.
And I'm your host, Ron Schmelzer. And, you know, some of you have been really providing some good feedback, not only in emails to us. You know, you guys can email us info@aitoday.live or info@cognilytica.com. Both of them work. You can also provide reviews. We love to see those. And also, we are very active on the socials. So we post all of our podcasts on LinkedIn and people comment there, too. And I encourage you to be part of the conversation because we've had some pretty interesting and, you know, sometimes a little, edgy posts and comments about various things that we've talked about in the podcast. And that's what we want. You know, we don't want like people just agreeing with what we say all the time or disagreeing with what we say all the time. This is just to be part of a conversation. So I think, you know, what we're doing, you know, part of the feedback is some of you really wanted to dive deeper into some of these areas of education. And we're certainly going to do that. You've heard we've had a lot of topics here that we cover, best practices on AI and use cases and failures and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, we listen to you. So keep suggesting and telling us what you want to hear more of.
Yeah, we always love when our listeners reach out to us. And so thank you, everybody that has. Continue to reach out. Let us know what episodes you've enjoyed, what topics you'd like us to dig deeper into. Sometimes that does help with us coming up with podcast topics. So definitely reach out. On today's podcast, we wanted to continue with our trustworthy AI education series. It's really important, you know, this conversation of trustworthy AI, what it means, you know, what makes up trustworthy AI really has been at the forefront of conversations for the past year or so in particular, which has been great. You know, we love to talk about AI all the time. Obviously, this is AI Today. So, but we really want our listeners to understand at a fundamental level, what trustworthy AI is and the five layers of trustworthy AI. So we've had previous podcasts on other layers, and we'll link to those in the show notes. But on today's podcast, we have an excerpt from our trustworthy AI certification on explainable AI, and in particular, explainable AI concepts, what that means. Maybe you've heard of explainable AI before, maybe you haven't, so you'll definitely learn more about that today. Also, making AI understandable, AI explainability and interpretability. Maybe you've heard that, maybe you haven't, so I'll explain that today. And also the main elements of this layer. And we'll also go over some terminology, including black box. Maybe you've heard that terminology, in particular, deep learning. A lot of people say is black box. So we'll explain what that means. Also, explainable AI. We've had some podcasts on that in the past. It's also abbreviated XAI. But really, what does that mean? And, you know, why some algorithms are more explainable than others. So again, this is going to be an excerpt from our trustworthy AI training and certification.
AI explainability and interpretability, the main elements. So as we're building our trustworthy AI framework, the main elements that you want to address when it comes to AI explainability and interpretability are understandability and root cause explanations. So when AI systems fail to provide expected results, AI systems should always provide a human understandable means to understand the root cause of any failures. Explanations without necessary algorithmic explanation. Again, if we want people to trust these systems, then people need to understand how decisions were made. Also, algorithmic interpretability. So AI systems should provide a means to interpret AI results so that cause and effect can be understood even with limited algorithmic explainability. So if we have deep learning neural networks and it gives us a result, then we need to have AI systems that are able to provide a means to interpret these results. And then also algorithmic explainability. AI systems should use algorithms that provide a direct means to explain how outcomes were arrived from input data. So whenever possible, try and use more explainable algorithms so that you're able to have those direct means to explain how those outcomes were arrived. It's not always possible, but whenever you can, try and use more explainable ones. Terminology. Black box and explainable AI. So what is black box and what is black box technology? It's a system that doesn't provide any transparency or understanding of how it operates in a manner sufficient to understand how specific inputs result in specific outputs. So again, it's called a black box because you really can't see anything inside of it. Relying on black box technology can be dangerous. And that's because you can't see anything that's inside of it. So you don't understand how exactly it operates, how exactly it came to the decision that it did. You just have an input, goes into this black box and does something and gives you an output. So without understandability, we don't have trust. And that's why it's incredibly important, because we're trying to build trustworthy AI systems, right? That people are going to feel good and comfortable and confident using. So without understandability, we don't have trust. And to trust these systems, humans want that accountability and that explanation, especially if it's a decision that it didn't like. You know, maybe it didn't go in its favor, in the human's favor, or, you know, they just want more explanation as to why they were denied something. And that's difficult when you're relying solely on black box technology, because it doesn't provide that, you know, explanation that humans are looking for. So getting verifiable explanations of how machine learning systems make decisions and let humans be in the loop is key. Not all machine learning approaches are inherently explainable. In particular, deep learning really is called this black box because you have no idea how it's coming to the decisions that it is. So that's why it's important to understand what black box technology is if people are talking about it. Next term is explainable AI. So explainable AI sometimes is also referred to as XAI. It's any machine learning technology that can accurately explain a prediction at the individual level. So exposure and need for explainability. Do you have a legal or compliance obligation to have well-documented reasoning for all your decisions? Again, this can either be company-specific or maybe depending on the industry that you're in. If you have to have, you know, legal or compliance obligations, what kind of explainability is needed? If you need high explainability, using that black box technology that we talked about, deep learning, may not be the best algorithm to select. But this is where explainable AI comes in, because it's to help provide those explanations. So trying to understand when AI systems fail, and it provides ways to improve AI system performance and behavior and provide greater insights into how to make systems more intelligent, resilient, and secure. Because again, we're talking about trust, trustworthy AI. So you want to have as much explanation as you can to make people feel confident in the decisions that these systems are making. So AI systems whose decisions cannot be explained can't be trusted, especially in sectors such as healthcare or, you know, algorithmic decision making or autonomous vehicles, where there's real stakes on the line, you know, people's health, their livelihood, maybe financial situations as well. So if we think about, you know, a recommendation system, well, there's not a lot of high stakes there. So even if I don't understand how the system is recommending things to me, maybe the company loses some sales. And maybe you as a consumer wonder why you're getting some, you know, weird ads. But overall, it doesn't really do much harm. But if I'm in healthcare and it's, you know, providing wrong advice, or an autonomous vehicle and it, you know, accidentally hits a pedestrian or an animal or crashes into a tree with a human in the car, you're going to want to have explanations for why it came to the decision that it did and why it acted in the way that it did. And so that's this idea behind explainable AI. When we're using black box technology and it can't be explained, this helps bring, you know, some level of explanation to the decisions that were made. So relying on black box technology can be dangerous. And this makes sense because we, you know, black box obviously means you can't see into that technology. And so you don't know exactly how it's going about making decisions and what exactly it's doing. So relying on that, you know, solely relying on that, having no other, you know, backup measures or plans in place can be dangerous, because without understandability, we don't have trust. And at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do here, right? Build trustworthy AI systems. So to trust these systems, humans want accountability, and they also want explanation, which makes sense because when you come to a decision, especially if it's a decision that somebody doesn't necessarily agree with or it's impacting them negatively, they want to know why that decision was made. And that's what explainability and explanation does. So getting verifiable explanations of how machine learning systems can make decisions and let humans be in the loop is key. Not all machine learning approaches are inherently explainable, in particular deep learning, which is obviously incredibly popular and, you know, powering much of this AI wave now. So if you do need to have AI be understandable, just note there are many different algorithms that you can select. Some are more explainable than others. If you are choosing an algorithm that is not explainable, like deep learning, this so-called black box technology, just make sure that you have, you know, checks in place so that you can make AI as understandable as you can. Not all algorithms are explainable. So not all machine learning algorithms are inherently explainable. There's black box algorithms that just produce opaque and unexplainable results. These include deep learning, which is incredibly popular. So you may hear that deep learning is a black box. And also some ensemble methods because you're not sure, you know, how they've come to the decision that they have. There's some white box or glass box algorithms which easily produce explainable results. These can be linear models or decision tree based models because it's easy to see how the decision was made. You can go back and trace it. Although more explainable and interpretable, the latter models are not as powerful as they fail to achieve state-of-the-art performance when compared to the former. So again, deep learning has proved to be incredibly powerful. It's good for a number of things, and that's why people like using it, and it can be incredibly powerful. But that's why, you know, it isn't explainable. So if you do need to have explainability, that might not be the best algorithm to select. If explainability is a core requirement, then choose an algorithmic approach that provides the appropriate explanations as long as prediction accuracy is acceptable. Again, that prediction accuracy is something that you're going to be set up. It's different for every application. But if you can use an algorithm that is more explainable, then absolutely go ahead and do that. We hope that you enjoyed that excerpt from our trustworthy AI training and certification on the explainable AI layer of our trustworthy AI framework. We went over a few different concepts. Hopefully by now you have a very good understanding of explainable AI. And we'll also link to our other trustworthy AI education podcasts that go over the four other layers that make up the comprehensive trustworthy AI framework. So if you haven't listened to those, I encourage you to listen to them. You can listen to them in order or out of order. It doesn't really matter. If you'd like to dig deeper into this subject and get a very comprehensive education on this topic, then I encourage you to take our trustworthy AI training and certification, and I'll link to that in the show notes. If you've been listening to our podcast for any length of time, you know we are also big advocates of doing AI right, and that includes following best practices, methodologies, frameworks, step-by-step approaches. And in particular, we are big fans of the Cognitive Project Management for AI, the CPM AI methodology. Our CPM AI Plus E is our most comprehensive certification and also our most popular as well. And in addition to CPM AI, we also dig into, and go over at a very comprehensive level, our trustworthy AI framework. So I will link to CPM AI Plus E in the show notes as well. Like I said, it is our most popular and many of our listeners have taken it or you're on your journey right now. So we always appreciate when our listeners take our training and certification. Like this episode and want to hear more? With hundreds of episodes and over 3 million downloads, check out more AI Today podcasts at aitoday.live. Make sure to subscribe to AI Today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, or your favorite podcast platform. Want to dive deeper and get resources to drive your AI efforts further? We've put together a carefully curated collection of resources and tools handcrafted for you, our listeners, to expand your knowledge, dive deeper into the world of AI, and provide you with the essential resources you need. Check it out at aitoday.live/list. This sound recording and its contents are copyright by Cognolytica, all rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, Thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.